7 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, keeping you a bit ahead of conditions. That is one of the secrets of successful people, knowing when it's time to fix your roof. That is, the sun is out today. Fix your roof, right? Do things before they need to be done. Preparation. Roberta Fasanelli, who is our person in charge of saving. Later on this hour, going to have some Queen of Cheap Deals from Olive Garden, Chili's, and a few others. She's prepared. This is information in advance so that you can plan. And that's the way successful people are. You position yourself ahead of time. It's not part of the human condition, though. You know, we tend to be a grab-ass sort of society, or the world just functions.
Watch yourself, Herman.
Right. In this age of being politically correct. But I think that's true. We react. We don't act. The people who are successful take advantage of the situation by being out there and acting, seeing the situation, see how you can sort of, I guess, in a sense, if you're in a competitive business, you take advantage of your competitors' weaknesses and make them your strength. So if you can do that, if you can do what's necessary just by observing, the winners are usually people who are just good observers. Have you noticed that? No matter what the circumstance, if you're observant, you see what's going on, and you use the information that you glean to put yourself ahead in whatever it is that you're doing, then you're usually going to be a winner. And sometimes it doesn't take a lot. It seems simple. And it really is. You know, a lot of these companies, a lot of things that have gotten politicians, wherever you want to look, you look at sometimes these people who become amazingly successful, and they're not seemingly any smarter than you are. They don't seem to have had better opportunities than you've had, but somehow they are able to win. And so that's there's the old expression that being in the right place at the right time wins. That may be true sometimes, but you got to know how to take advantage of those circumstances. The right place, the right time. A lot of it, if you're selling things, is in marketing. Don't you agree? It is. How do people who have the same tools, one group succeeds, the other one doesn't? If you have the same quality, but yet there's a difference in your marketing, your understanding what the market is. Do you know what I mean? I'm hearing nothing from anybody, so I must be out in my limb.
No, we're following you.
Thank you. It's radio, though, Rich. On the radio, you have to say something. You don't just nod your head. Yeah, you know, Doug's right.
I was waving to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thumbs up.
Okay, 10 past the hour on Good Day. Roberta, boss. Jennifer,
whatever you want, boss.
Thank you very much. Adam Silva is with us now. He's the Chief Development Officer for the Wounded Warrior Project. Most everybody knows that this Friday is Veterans Day. We spend a lot of time thinking about our veterans, thanking veterans, showing support for veterans. And you can visit various websites. The one for this project is woundedwarriorproject.org. Adam, thank you for joining us here on Good Day.
My pleasure. Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing well. Tell us about this group and what it is that you're trying to do.
Well, we, Wounded Warrior Project and Heinz Ketchup here have created an opportunity to engage the American public in a pretty creative way to just show thank you and to thank our veterans and for all they've done and just kind of get out there and participate. So one of the things for us that is always a challenge is people want to say thank you and they want to get involved but don't quite know how. So Heinz Ketchup has created the Our Turn to Serve initiative. So that's what we want to talk about today.
Does it bother you, and I say this coming, I don't have qualms about it, although people will hear this the wrong way, I'm going to say it anyway. Those who have wounded, those people who have served in the theater of war, those people who have paid a serious price, often are put in the same category as those men and women who are serving and being asked to do something and they do it, but it's not in harm's way. And yet we tend to sometimes put anybody in a uniform into the same classification. Is that gentle enough for you to get the hint of what I'm saying?
Well, you know, it's interesting because one of the things Wounded Warrior Project has done, since the global war on terror began, is we've chosen to just serve the generation regardless of where their injuries or wounds occur. You know, for us, our attitude is pretty simple. If you've made the conscious decision to volunteer, you know, don the nation's uniform, and you're injured in some capacity, whether it's in a training accident stateside or whether it's at the hands of the enemy on a battlefield somewhere in Southwest Asia, we're going to be there to support you.
Okay, but what happens if it's neither of those two things? You're just in a uniform and you have a job, you've been dutiful, you show up at the office of the Pentagon every day, or you show up at
combat.
I'm not talking about those. I think, so that you understand where I'm coming from, Adam, I am extraordinarily supportive and I'm proud to have been in this sort of campaign. I'm not proud of our country, but I am proud of the efforts that are being made to recognize those people who have served and paid a horrible price in terms of their own physical or mental well-being, and the country has ignored way too many of them. I find it despicable that politicians use men and women in uniform as backdrop for their own political aspirations. They say one thing and do another thing, and I wonder how much of what you're doing it would be necessary if we really did what we ought to be doing as a country to take care of some of these people who are in need and are not being taken care of.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. It's kind of you're going to want to tell me to stop dodging the question. One of the things that I will tell you is that, you know, since our founding, we've chosen to be a pretty non-political organization. So,
You don't have to be political to recognize that these people who are volunteering, as you've suggested, and this is not, I'm not attacking you. I think what you're doing is great.
The reason there is a need for the Wounded Warrior
is because the country isn't doing what it ought to do.
Right. So, yeah, it's a great thing that you guys have picked up where our tax dollars haven't.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. We fill in the gaps and we pretty much pick up where the government can or
but you understand what I'm saying. This is I'm supporting what you're doing, but
sure.
I'm also very distressed that we're paying a lot of money in taxes, $700 billion for a Defense Department budget, and we're buying all of these new tools and all these trinkets and all these toys and all these gadgets and all this other crap for $700 for a hammer, and we can't take care of people who ought to be taken care of. It is an outrage. Now, having said that, what are you doing? And if people want to participate and help to support these veterans who are so giving of themselves, how can we be of service and support you?
Sure. Yeah, the campaign here around Veterans Day with Heinz Ketchup, Our Turn to Serve, is an opportunity for the American people to do something that they're most likely going to be doing over the next couple of weeks anyway, which is visit a local restaurant, check out the Heinz Ketchup bottles that are going to be on those tables at most of your favorite restaurants. And we have a really neat opportunity for people to basically use a smartphone, scan a QR code on the back of these specially marked Heinz Ketchup bottles, and send a thank you note to veterans and active duty service members all over the world. And by doing so, Heinz has actually agreed to donate 57 cents for each thank you or like through this QR code campaign to Wounded Warrior Project.
So where does that money go? Who's being helped?
We are structured to help men and women who are injured or wounded in the global war on terror. So anyone post 9/11 who's injured or wounded is basically what we call one of our alumni. And
right, so somebody who is in Desert Storm or someone that was in Vietnam wouldn't be able to participate in this.
That's correct. What we do is we try to get those people to the organizations that are suited to serve them, but based on the demands, if you will, of this newest generation of wounded veterans, we're really only set up to help those men and women that were injured or wounded after 9/11.
So somebody goes into a restaurant. Let me go through this one more time. And
sure.
You take your smartphone and you take the barcode on the back of a bottle of ketchup.
It's not a barcode. It's a QR code. It's the newer kind of barcode with it looks like the little black and white squares.
Yeah. Okay. But it's a whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's a code that brings you someplace.
And then it
on
takes
your
you
smartphone.
To a website, and it'll take you to the website where you can send a thank you to one of the veterans.
And then, but 57 cents. Because of Heinz 57 varieties, 57 cents goes to help whatever programs there may be, and there are a number of them that help either physically or mentally the people who are in need.
That's
so,
correct.
Yeah, okay, I got it. And so it's easy enough. I mean, under the circumstance, the concept is pretty simple and straightforward. Heinz ketchup, use the smartphone, get the code, and say thank you, and automatically it's not costing you anything, but 57 cents from Heinz is being spent to help these people out. And if thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of you do this over the next 3 or 4 days, a lot of money is going to be realized to help these people. Where does it, who decides where the money goes, though, Adam? Where, so we put a, we've got the $2 million in a kitty. Where's, who takes the $2 million and how do they spend it? How do we know? Well, we don't want this to be like the Red Cross. We give our money and it never gets spent. So where, how do we know where the money's going?
Yeah, that's a great question. We've got, Wounded Warrior Project provides, we have 16 different programs and services that we offer our alumni. And we, basically, depending on where they are in their state of recovery, we try to engage them and get them involved. And we attack things like post-traumatic stress, undiagnosed traumatic brain injury. We've got a Warriors to Work program. We've got a prep school for wounded warriors. We do physical health and wellness activities. So based on where the warrior is on their return to civilian society, we get them engaged and we get them active in one capacity or another.
All right. So, again, the way to do this intelligently is to, I suppose if you wanted to have a direct impact, you could go to woundedwarriorproject.org and give some money directly. But in case you don't, if you don't have the money, there's still going to be money involved here, and you have sort of a direct link connection. So the Heinz ketchup balls are what you're looking for. It's good promotion for them, good for you, and something to be thinking about, especially this week. Adam, thank you. Adam Silva is the Chief Development Officer for the Wounded Warrior Project at woundedwarriorproject.org.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I'm actually slim. Me, slim.
I can fit in my skinny jeans again.
I look in the mirror now, and I love what I see.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What better way to commune with nature than to get naked?
I can think of 100,000 ways to commune with nature other than being naked in nature.
Naked.
Right. I can't imagine walking through, like, brush naked.
That's bugs. Well, I get ticks on my body without being naked running around the woods.
They're in your hair.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, imagine where they could be.
Into your woohoo.
Excuse me, my woohoo.
Yeah, your woohoo. Woohoo. Hey, don't look at me. I ain't biting no more butts.
Join the party, Doug Stephens, good day.
Really, Jack?
Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack.
Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack.
It's one of my favorite Boss songs. Crank it up, Richie.
Let me pull her down.
I know you can do it.
Yeah.
Summer goes to the night.
Everybody's got a hungry heart. Everybody's got a hungry heart. But everybody's got a hungry heart. How often does he sing this? Roberta Fasanelli, who's our champion.
Last Friday.
Springsteen. Exactly. But how often would you, if you went to as many Bruce Springsteen concerts as you have over your mature life, how often would you likely hear this song and some of the other hits as he, you said he changes up every night?
Yeah, I'd say maybe 15 years ago you'd hear it more. I think now maybe one out of every 6 or 7 shows.
See, if I went to a Bruce Springsteen concert and I didn't hear this, I'd feel cheated.
Really?
This is, oh, absolutely. I think this is one of the great songs. Composition-wise, the lyric is very important.
It doesn't even sound like him to me.
Oh, I think it does.
No, see, it's one of my least favorite Bruce songs.
Really?
It's very poppy.
But I like pop. I'm a big
pop music guy.
Bruce Springsteen's album, The River, hit number one for 4 weeks in our country, starting on this day in 1980. And The River includes Hungry Heart, The Ties That Bind, Sherry Darling, Jackson Cage,
That's
Independence Day.
That's a beauty.
Hey, really? You like that? Yeah.
The B tracks, people really don't know them that well.
But he is so creative, and he has such a great way of reaching to people. Going back to this Wounded Warrior thing we were talking about a minute ago, Roberta, he's the blue-collar guy. I don't know if he wasn't in the service, I don't think, was he?
No,
he was never in the service.
All right. So then how does he approach that issue with his music? How does he approach the men and women who serve our country in uniform? I don't know of any songs directly that come to mind.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Born in the USA.
That's all about men and women in the service?
Yep. Born in the USA, is about the Vietnam veterans coming back and not being respected.
Yeah.
That's what that whole song is about. So it was a real irony when Ronald Reagan, tried to use it as a campaign song, because it's really an anti-war and criticizing the government song for not supporting the Vietnam veterans.
But he's pretty, he does a lot of that, does he not?
I wouldn't say a lot of it, but he's really very respectful of veterans and appreciative.
No, that's not the point. Whether or not he's critical of why these men, the same thing I was talking about before, men and women being used as cannon fodder for political aspirations, and those who don't serve, haven't served, wouldn't serve, don't have anybody in their family serving, and they use these men and women as backdrops. It's just despicable from my perspective. I don't like it at all, and I tend to turn away. I actually, if I see somebody, some politician, some phony BSer who has a soldier in the back, I always look at the soldier. I want to see their faces.
Right,
watch them. As it's pretty telling sometimes, because often they're doing what they're told. You know, here's your assignment today. You got to stand behind the president while he gives an address. You think those people volunteer to be there? No, that's part of their job for the day, as it were. Anyway, I wanted to acknowledge Mr. Springsteen and another great accomplishment of his musically. It's 28 after on Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price, and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Conversation program.
That's
the Doug,
right,
Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden at the controls in Washington. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap, is here in just a moment. She's going to give us the deals for today. She's in New York. Matter of fact, Richie, yesterday I sent you a video of the American Airlines guys who were talking about voting.
You did.
And would you, there's two clips, the New Yorker.
Yeah, let me go find it.
No pressure, Rich. Find it now. Come on.
No, I just was thinking that it would be, you don't have to find it now. We'll deal with it in a couple of moments. Actually, I have a 2020 News Quiz question.
We
have 6 minutes to answer this question. Back on this date in 1988, Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush and his running mate, young Senator Dan Quayle, were elected president and vice president of these here United States.
Nice.
They defeated Governor Michael Dukakis of Massachusetts.
And his eyebrows.
Right. Okay, so here's the question.
He was number two.
He was number two.
Oh, get it? Just talk. Yeah, that took me a minute.
It isn't what she said. It's her laughing.
I know. Because I didn't know it was funny until you started laughing. No. Pretty good. Pretty good.
You know who was the best at doing it, laughing at her own jokes, was Skinner. Oh, my God. She'd crack herself up when she was on.
She would tell the stupidest joke and then just crack herself up. She was so entertained by herself.
Oh, my God. That's, by the way, for those of you who don't remember, Nancy Skinner, she was here. Yes, it was funny, Roberta, actually. It was very funny. All right, so anyway.
New Yorker whenever you want him.
No, we're going to do the Queen of Cheap, and then we'll see what we have. I'm always taking time away from Jennifer, and it's not fair.
No.
So we'll see how it all shapes up here, Richie. Meanwhile, I'm looking for the man who was Michael Dukakis' running mate. That's the answer that will get you a swell prize at 800-510-8255.
Right? Oh, I remember.
Again, to underscore, it was Daddy Bush and Dan Quayle.
At that time, he was just George Bush, though, because we didn't know he was a Daddy Bush, really.
Well, we kind of knew. And by the way, these two guys didn't like each other. They ran against each other, and they don't like each other today. They never liked each other. It's interesting how, and Dan Quayle was sort of, he disappeared. Once in a while, he'd go out and try to spell potato. But that's all you ever heard him do.
Bum rap.
Yeah, it was. Actually, I met him once. I thought he was a very engaging guy. Anyway, but he was very, very, very focused on himself. It was pretty interesting. I introduced him to a crowd, and I don't even remember where it was. It was probably a talk radio thing.
You mean a male politician was focused on himself?
I know, it's hard to believe,
that's
isn't
weird.
It? Right.
Never happens.
Never. You would never think John Edwards, for example, would be cut out of that
cloth. No,
anybody
no.
Like that.
No.
No. Okay, anyway, so Dan Quayle and George Bush win, And Michael Dukakis and his running mate lose. So who is his running mate? The election of 1988, 800-510-8255. Identify the man who was on the ticket with Michael Dukakis, if you would, please, for the prize. 800-510-TALK. While you're doing that, Roberta is going to bring us up to date with our savings for the day.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Okay, let's start with free food. You know how I love free food. Well, if you like to go to Chili's, we have a coupon for you, a principal coupon for a free order of skillet queso and cheese. In case you don't know what Spanish is, queso means cheese, so it's cheese and chips, you know, it's just that yellow gloppy stuff.
Imagine going home to this every night.
Now, if you're having a baby or you know somebody who's having a baby or you just like babies in general, you can get a free subscription to American Baby Magazine. You can, you know, take out the pictures and stick them in the wall or put them on a frame and pretend it's your baby. But it's free, American Baby Magazine. This is a really good deal from Rite Aid. You get 25 free prints, 15 free photo cards, and free in-store pickup for all the stuff. And we have the instructions on exactly how you can do that. The codes are free prints and free cards. And get them free, order them online, and go to the store and pick them up. Going to the movies, Regal Cinemas, we have a coupon for you for $2 nachos. Now, it's not free like the Chili's queso and chips, but hey, if we ever get popcorn in a movie, it's like, you know, a gazillion bucks. So this is $2 nachos at Regal Cinemas. We have the coupon for you. And just a heads up for tomorrow, we're going to have a whole list of Veterans Day specials. And here's one for you today. Free Olive Garden entree for Veterans Day and active duty military on November 11th. If you're a veteran or active duty, you can get a free Olive Garden entree. And like I said, tomorrow we're going to have a whole big list of stuff that military, active and military and veterans can get in thanks for their service to this country. Some free stuff, some discounted stuff. So make sure you listen in tomorrow.
You know, one of the things that bothers me greatly, Richie knows this having been around me, and Roberta, you've heard me say this before,
mm-hmm.
the phony scams that support those who put a uniform on, the phony plaudits,
oh, yeah.
the phony, just so much garbage.
Wear your Halloween costume and you get a free ice cream cone.
It drives me nutso. I was talking to someone the other night about where this almost happened. This was somebody who was a historian, a war historian, interestingly enough. And we were talking about my uncle, for whom I am named, who was the commander of the USS Wahoo in the Second World War, sunk more Japanese tonnage than any other sub in the Pacific Fleet. And then the movie Destination Tokyo is about him and getting through the nets in Tokyo, sinking like a dozen Japanese ships right in their harbor and getting out and getting back to Pearl. And they loaded him up with duds, and he got lost in what was Sakhalin, off the Sakhalin Islands, the coast of Japan. But I tell the story because I have this history sort of in my family of people who, my cousin Dougie, interesting, because my given name is Dudley. His son's name is Dudley, named after, we were both named after his father. His name is Doug. And whenever the three of us are in a room, somebody says, Dougie Morton, and I turn around. Somebody says, Dudley Morton, and I turn around. But the reason I bring it up is because all of us in our families someplace have someone that would be considered, I don't know if war hero is the right word, but someone who really has accomplished something. It could be big, it could be small, but service is a very, very, very important thing. I believe that all of us in this country, ought to be serving or have served in some way, shape, or form. It teaches us a lot about who we are, teaches us a lot about our country. And so you'll hear over the next couple of days in this program, not the usual phony plaudits and foolishness that's aimed at giving a false sense of pride for the people who really have given their all. And sometimes they still are alive, but I'm reminded of this fellow Martino who's on Dancing with the Stars. Isn't that his name? Isn't it J.R.?
What's Martinez, actually.
Martinez. And what the sacrifice, I mean, he's still alive, but you see what has happened. All in the name of conquest or war, or we say we're trying to keep the bad guys out, and we all know that's a lot of baloney. But these people still stand up. But the thing that amazes me is that after all of this gunk that comes from these floaty politicians and these people who are just trying to show how big and tough they are, that we still have people who will volunteer. That's an amazing tribute to those people, because many of them know that what goes on is fraudulent, and yet they still, you know, we all know that some of the younger kids, the 18, 19-year-olds, don't know what to do with their lives, so they go in to the service because of that. But you look at someone who's been, who's really fairly well-educated, had some pretty interesting experiences in there, 21, 22, 23, 24, and they go into the service because they believe in our country, and they believe that we need to have, and we do, we need to have people in uniform. There's no doubt about it. Because there are bad guys that are around, and we got to do something to make sure we're protected. But it just it so troubles me that so much of it is false. Please, when you are acknowledging those who have either paid the price or who are paying the price, mean it when you say thank you for your service. Really think about it. Don't just look at somebody and blindly say thank you for your service. Look in their face. Wonder about what's going on with them. It's a woman that's in the service. I met a wonderful, when I was in Iraq, I met this absolutely wonderful, fabulous woman who was a captain, whose husband, they were both stationed at Fort Bliss. They had a child, and she and her husband were able to arrange it so that when her duty and she'd been in Iraq, I think, three times, her duty was to go to Iraq. Her husband's duty was to stay on the base, so that there was always one parent home with this child, and then they could do that. But, you know, it's, if you're a parent of a child, you go off, a man or a woman, but more difficult for a woman to leave a child and go out and put on the uniform and do the stuff. The women are every bit as capable, in some instances more capable. This woman was as sharp as a tack and as good at leading her battalion as anybody that you'd ever want to experience. And I felt really good. We became friends, and I thought about some of the other people. I'm sorry, but my mind has just gone to Leanne Tweeden.
Oh, yeah.
Leanne was on this trip with us. I made friends with Leanne and with Stephen Baldwin and Tony Orlando and some other very interesting people.
I tripped over those names you were dropping.
Yeah, well, I'm not trying to. It isn't. So the reason I'm bringing it up is because Leanne is going to be naked in Playboy next month.
Ooh.
And I'm wondering.
I think it's this month, actually.
Is it this month?
Yeah, it's this month. And good for her. How old is she? Because I thought she was young, but
she's like 40.
She's 40.
So good for her.
Yeah. So now I'm thinking to myself, she's on with Sean Hannity all the time in that Great American Panel. What's Hannity going to think the next time he looks at her after he's seen what is in the Playboy mag? And don't tell me he's not going to go look.
He just reads it for the article, yeah, Doug. Okay. He doesn't look at the pictures.
Right.
Just like Doug does.
Right. Actually, I've stopped a long time ago looking at Playboy. At any rate, okay, we know what we have to do
and
is get our...
Why is that, Doug?
Might have to pick one up now, though, huh?
I might pick one up, actually, Rizzi.
Leanne used to do some work with us on our American Veterans Center, our parade that we do every year.
Yeah.
And, be one of the TV hosts for one of the TV feeds. And a couple of the sponsors started seeing the Maxim magazines and started going, maybe we should look at somebody else.
Nah, she's okay.
She's very cool.
Yeah, she's.
They just get uncomfortable.
Little, right. I mean, she's a little sometimes too when it comes to some of this stuff. But she's basically at her core, she's decent.
She's really cool.
She's a decent sort. Yeah. Right. Anyway. Okay. So the answer to the 2020 news quiz question, let's see if we can work our way through this. 800-510-8255. Gary, you're up first, with your, thoughts. Who was it that ran with Michael Dukakis?
It was a woman, Geraldine Ferraro.
No, she ran with Walter Mondale. Good guess, though. Thank you. Here's Costin in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Yes, hi.
Hi. Hollingsworth, South Carolina.
Hollingsworth, South Carolina. Another good guess, but he was earlier on. Thank you for trying. Tom is in Wasilla. Huh? Are you really?
Yeah, I sure am. It's Lloyd Benson. He's the guy that said, hey, I knew Jack Kennedy. You're no Jack Kennedy.
That's right. Exactly correct.
Yeah. He's
yes,
a friend of mine.
Yep, it was really, to look at, I don't know how many of you remember his face. When you looked at Dan Quayle's face after that, he went white. He didn't know what to say. He didn't have an answer to it, and he sounded as foolish as he was. Benson was right there.
You know
Benson,
who else ran that year, Dougie?
Who?
Jesse Jackson.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's right, too. I remember that. Yep. Lloyd Benson was one of the most corrupt politicians to don. There's something about Texas politicians. If you wanted to get Lloyd Benson, a very powerful senator in charge of several very important committees. So if you were a lobbyist and you wanted to get to Lloyd Benson, let's say you called his office and said, can we meet Senator Benson for breakfast tomorrow morning? You had to have a check for $10,000 for his reelection campaign or they wouldn't have breakfast with you. That's how corrupt the system.
Isn't that the way all of them work?
It is, but that's the problem, Richie.
Some expensive pancakes. Yeah.
So you're in Wasilla. Who's the mayor of Wasilla these days, Tom?
You know, I dare say I just moved here and I don't remember the name, but I will say that, you know, our famous former mayor, Governor Palin.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's there, but she has a home still there, right? Doesn't she still live there sometimes?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. Lives right in Lake Lucille and central Wasilla.
Does she, when she's around, does she attract attention or people just treat her as just somebody else on the street?
I think that she is, I would say, inconspicuous. And if she's out, I think probably she gets some stares, but people don't pay her attention like they might have in the past.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know why this just flashed in my head, but do you guys remember when she was running for vice president that she stood in front of that chicken, the turkey farmer, right around Thanksgiving, and she was doing the guest interview while they were chopping the neck off? I don't know why that just popped in my head.
That's so typical of everything she did, actually.
That was one of the
All right, Tom,
things.
We're going to send you a Doug Steffen Good Day Prize. Thank you. Nice to hear from you in Wasilla, Alaska. It's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Hi, it's Roger here, and it's time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior Water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap.
All right, let's talk quickly about pull a plug. Here's Jennifer with the television news. Rege is in the news again today.
Rege is in the news again because he is leaving the show. I thought it was yesterday, and I watched, and boy, was I wrong. But they are honoring him all this week and all next week. He is doing his final week starting next week, so final day will be Friday. And they've already put in some big talent to come say goodbye to him. Yesterday, Michael Douglas was on the show. Coming up next week, David Letterman, Donald Trump, Jimmy Fallon, and Kathy Lee Gifford is coming back. Good news for Kelly. Leaving Regis means they need you to stay. So she just signed a 5-year deal with Live. She'll be doing the show for the next 5 years. We don't know who will be sitting next to her, but yeah, we'll find out. Also, Mimi Rogers, if you remember her way, way, way back, she's going to be on 2 1/2 Men as Ashton Kutcher's mom.
Really? Mimi Rogers, interesting. I used to call her Boom Boom. She's
boom,
married
boom.
Tom Cruise.
Boom Boom Rogers.
51 after the hour.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Is how I describe Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. If you have a dog or a cat or any kind of pet, he's the expert you want to talk to and about. A lot of advice comes through his radio program and his website. You want to check it out. Go to DougStephan.com. You see Warren in the co-host, the contributor. You're a contributor, Warren. You've been reduced. You're going to be a call. You know what? Someday you should invite me on your program. We'll talk about cows.
Cows. I love the cow behavior.
Why don't we do that? Yeah, seriously. Let's talk about cows when we can get together on your weekend show. He's on the, hundreds of radio stations every week. You are also on Sirius, the satellite feed, and he is available. You can find all kinds of audio, podcasts, that sort of thing at thepetshow.com. So in a moment, the essence of pets who face housing crisis problems with a lot of families out of their ability to live in a house. They're homeless people. They're homeless dogs as well. How do we deal with that? Up next here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
What do you love?
Grass, dirt, dirty river smell.
Coated chicken baked in the oven.
But what do I love the most? I love my Lord.
That's a lot of love, and it's just a few voices from Life in a Day, the amazing YouTube documentary that collects videos from ordinary people around the world. What does this guy love?
This is a Lamborghini.
Life in a Day is now on home video. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds switch bodies in The Change-Up. Steve Carell tries to win back Julianne Moore in Crazy Stupid Love. And Ralph Fiennes wreaks havoc in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
I drink Emergen-C so I can stay on my toes at work.
With all those B and C vitamins, I'm guessing you completed your quarterly reports, cold called dozens of prospective new clients, saved the vice president from an embarrassing scandal, and discovered what on earth smells in the back of the fridge.
Ew.
Correct?
Well, I did finish my year-end projections.
Dynamite. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mix with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Warren Eckstein, the pet's best friend, pets around. I think this is something that most people feel is a big city problem, but I don't believe that that's the case for. And I think there are people who are homeless all over the place, and their dogs and cats and whatever they've had at home have gone right along with them. So what's being done to help out in that circumstance?
You know, it's an incredible situation. More and more people are calling my show. Let me tell you about a call I got this week that just actually brought me to tears on the air. I had a woman calling me from New Jersey. She's in her 80s. She's had this dog for 7 years. It's her best friend, keeps her going. Now, financially, she can't stay where she is. Her daughter lives in Torrance, California. So the daughter said, we'll take you, Mom, but we're not taking your dog. We have a new house. We don't want a dog. You have to give up your dog.
So what happened?
Well, I told the woman that I would be willing to take a ride to her daughter's house and have a conversation with her daughter to convince her daughter how important the relationship between the dog and her mom was in terms of not only her mom's psychological well-being, but physiological well-being. So I'm waiting to hear back. But it is a big problem. So many people are out on the streets. As a matter of fact, I am going to be going for a ride in a couple of weeks overnight to a really homeless section of Southern California in Los Angeles. Angeles, where there's a woman who I worked with for years named Laurie.
Oh, you're going to be in my neighborhood?
Yeah. I'll give you a bag of biscuits if I see you, I promise. But the bottom line is simple, that people are having trouble. This woman goes out and feeds the homeless dogs. People that are homeless still want to take care of their dogs. As a matter of fact, Doug, many of the homeless people that I deal with and talk to on a regular basis are really thin, and yet their dogs look good. They feed their dogs first. And I think more and more people in a situation like this should get involved instead of just talking about the overpopulation, instead of just talking about people that have problems feeding their pets or vet care. I think more and more people actually need to get out and do something. Again, a prime example, Occupy Wall Street. Do you know that veterinarians are donating their time to take care of the pets of the people occupying Wall Street?
I did not know that.
A big, I just put it on Facebook yesterday, so vets are going down there. So what's happening now, you know, people that can't afford anything are becoming Occupy Wall Streeters simply to get free veterinary care for their pets.
Wow. That's a statement and a half, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, that's how desperate it is.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. Warren Eckstein. Check out Warren through the Doug Steffen website, petshow.com, hugsandkisses.com. Great supplements that will help you